Blog Talk Radio.
Never had it so good. Sports Media Network, along with Spiritually Reincarnated, present to you 1 hour of spoken word live. I'm your host, Gilbert Sines. Join us every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m., taking your internet radio experience to the next level, one poem at a time. Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Spiritually Reincarnated. I want to give a shout out to all you 2020 graduates out there. If you stick with me, probably within midpoint of the show, I'm going to have a special poem for you. And then I'll probably put the poem to rest for the year. It's called my graduation day poem, and I only read it once a year during graduation. So for all you 2020 graduates, I'll give you a shout out, and I got you coming up in the show. But I just want to say, you know, the day that I found God was the best day of my life. And after years of searching hard, struggling, pain, I finally found him. And when I accepted Christ, who I chose to call my God, that was the best day of my life. I've experienced peace that I've never felt before in my life. And it definitely was a game changer. And I want to say, you know, the day that I found God, it was kind of like finding a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow and wanting to share that gold with everyone. And I call this poem, Through the Eyes of God. Let me grab a pen and paper so my words could shoot out like a vapor. I'm a poetry creator, a reality escaper. I can't begin to define the end of time in a rhyme, but that's fine. Can you imagine this surprise? Seeing the world through God's eyes, looking through a glass box, seeing everyone, everywhere, as you stare and glare. They know you're watching, but just don't care. You know everyone and everything, for you are the ultimate king. I can't even begin if I see this world through sin. Bound to fight, I just can't seem to win. Been in, out of control, lost in darkness like a lost eternal soul. Imagine if time did not exist. Seeing all the truth and all the realness, would I ever be able to rest or handle the stress if I could see as far as the east meets the west? I obey, yet I continue to stray in dismay as I drift my separate way. If God were here, what would he say? So I pray every day and listen to what God has to say. If I were God, my words would shoot out like thunder. People would wonder and treat others like you treat our own mother. If I would just listen, instead of reminiscing and being stuck in a bubble, I would get out and fix all the trouble. Our hands weren't built for wounding. They were designed for healing, just like our hearts are made for feeling. Our bodies were designed to hold a grudge, just like our minds were not created to judge. Imagine being God for just one day. It must be hard watching this world waste away and decay, watching people stray away, unorganized and in disarray. I wonder exactly what God was saying. He sent his son down here to earth. We murdered him, yet celebrate his birth. What was his life really worth? To me, it meant something. Yet to others, it means nothing. I could see God's fingerprints all over the place. My love for him gives me grace. Yet I see him in every space. I could see him right now in your face. That poem is through the eyes of God. And you know what? I believe that we are all parts of God. And we are all smaller some of a bigger whole. And that's what that kind of poem was about. I wrote that poem a couple of years ago. And when I wrote that poem, I was going through a hard time in my life. My job, I was losing jobs. I was behind on bills. I was in a financial mess. And I was just really stressed. And when I wrote that poem, the one that I just read, I wrote it after I had an experience where I went faced with an eagle on one branch, on my left branch was an eagle, and my right branch was an owl. And they actually didn't fight when they saw me, and I actually stood there for at least like 5 minutes. It seemed like forever, and I looked at both animals just straight up through their eyes. And I had a feeling that I've never felt before in my life, but I knew everything was going to be okay. And that's the story of writing the poem Through the Eyes of God. The next poem I'm going to do is for all you single ladies out there. Maybe you had a hard time in love. This poem is for you, and it's called Long Lost Love. And then we're going to go to the commercial break, and on the backside, I'm going to come back with a full set of poetry. Again, all you 2020 graduates, I got you coming up. So I have a special poem for you, but this poem is for all the ladies out there, and this poem is called Long Lost Love. My broken heart will eventually mend as I keep trying, but I continue fighting just to get her attention. Love goes way beyond my comprehension, and it broke my heart not to mention. My emotions got in the way, so many regrets I have to say, so I cling close to God to guide me through another day. Love can cause so much frustration due to misunderstandings and miscommunication. Long lost love that I have been searching for so long. The sparkle from her heart will never be forgotten. In order to win, sometimes you have to lose and learn to read the cues, or you might just lose her forever. If you can't survive through the rough weather, if it's meant to happen, love will occur on its own. We must not interfere and learn to leave fate alone. Long lost love, so pure and strong, the remnants of it continue to burn on. Sometimes being alone is better than living with abuse. Avoiding a bad relationship doesn't make you a recluse. Love is built on trust and attraction, and if it doesn't occur, then it can't be forced to happen. Love is a connection that lasts throughout time, and the imprints of it are so warm and divine. Her beautiful, luscious lips, so soft and warm. Her heartbeat is like thunder inside my sensual storm. Long lost love just floating around in space. She has the most beautiful face. My emotions cannot take another heartbreak as I continue to search for true love that is pure and not fake. My heart is like a sunken ship lost somewhere in the sea, just searching for the one girl who is just right for me. We can both create our legacy that will survive forever throughout eternity. I get down on my knees and pray, just looking for a beautiful girl that I can love every day. Without her in my life, I feel so empty inside. The game of love has taken me for a ride. The beauty of this girl just blows me away. And to make her happy, any price I would pay. I have to say, and I swear it's true, my entire life I've been searching for a girl just like you. Her presence is like the sun revolving around my heart. Her love is like the Holy Spirit's light. Shining chemistry we shared is based on mirrors and just physical attraction, and I will do whatever it takes to deliver her satisfaction. Long lost love, just searching every day, as I give my heart to God and let destiny lead the way. She is my angel, and I will treat her like a queen. My world revolves around her. She is my everything. Thank you for tuning in. That poem is called Long Lost Love. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated, and we're gonna go to a break right now. So I just want to invite you, if you have a poem or something that you want to share on the air, I'll give you some time, but you have to call me before 7:50. So if you call me, if you call me after 7:50, I can't get you on. But if you call me now, I am. So if you have poetry you want to share, the number is 516-387-1944. Again, if you have a poem or something you want to share, 516-387-1944. And you know what? I have an album out called The Heart of a God. And this is one of the tracks, and this is called The Heart of God, and we'll be back right after this. Enjoy. The power of God are real as long as we believe. They could be as real as the air we breathe. The heart of a God so strong and divine, devouring fate and manipulating time. God can manifest themselves inside our dreams, creating miracles for us mortal human beings. Without people's faith, gods would just linger in the dark. They survive off the purity inside of our hearts. The soul of a God shines steady in the night, reflecting off a spark from the Holy Spirit's light. As human beings, our lives will eventually end, but through the heart of a God, your soul will transcend. The heart of a God beats strong like a drum, and if you believe strong enough, they will eventually come. Lust, gluttony, greed are sins we don't need. Sloth, wrath, envy, and pride is part of the devil's creed. The sins that we commit every single day, how can we not need a Savior to take them all away? The heart of a God pounds louder at our birth, and it will still keep on beating as we struggle to find self-worth. The voice from a God sounds so peaceful and serene, drowning out everything. Live your life through God and be all you can be, and eventually you'll celebrate the birth of a new dynasty. Legends don't die, their stories pass on. Growing stronger with time, they are never forgotten. Every day we walk that line between bad and good. Temptations linger around quietly and are often misunderstood. The heart of a God so pure and divine. Let God's love clear your soul, body, and mind. Life is an unfair game where you must sacrifice. Just look what happened to Jesus Christ. The power of the wicked lingers in the shadows of sin, while the seeds of humanity get blown around mercilessly in life's wind. Our souls will eventually shed from our skin, and then after that, a new transformation will begin as our souls start to enter into a new dimension. We leave behind on this earth all our suffering, hardship, and pain as we progress to a higher spiritual plane. The heart of a God beats closer every day, and I can hear the echoes get louder every time when I pray. My thoughts lead my mind straight into insanity, so I get out of my head and live to better humanity. Life is not just about yourself. Do not waste your entire life just chasing down wealth. The heart of a God just beats out of control, overtaking my body and comforting my soul.
Where
are you? I'm right here. I'm at the Buick. I don't see a Buick. Oh,
got it.
Encore, the expectation-shattering crossover from Buick.
Wow.
Now pay no interest for 5 years, plus get $750 purchase bonus cash on the 2015 Encore.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Gilbert Sines from Spiritually Reincarnated on NHISG Network. And listen, all you entrepreneurs, all you business owners, I'm talking to you. You want to take your business or project to the next level? Let's face it, you need advertisement. You need word of mouth. People need to know you're there. We can help you with that. You can come advertise on our network. You can advertise on my show, many other great, wonderful shows we have here. Again, our network is called Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we're much more than just sports. We have a lot of the latest sports with Princess Cooper, but we also have a lot of spoken word, and we got a lot more broadcast programs to offer. So you can advertise in whatever format you think is more fitting to sell your product. If you want to do this, just give us a call. Our number is 866-543-1875, extension 700. Again, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say it really slow so you can get the number. It's 866-543-1875, extension 700. If you didn't get that, you can always go to our website, shoot us an email at www.nhisg101.com. Again, www.nhisg101.com, and let us help you take your business to the next level. Together, we can do anything, and we can make your business. We can definitely help make your business very successful. Give us a call; we'll be more than happy to help you. We'll be back with more show right after this.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good, 101.1.
It's the sweetest name.
Love your hair but hate the damage?
I love my waves, but it gets rough. It's like a tug of war.
It's big and curly, but frizzy. This color is so me, but so dry.
Whatever the damage, Dove your hair. Dove Intense Repair deeply nourishes hair for our ultimate damage protection.
Green and beautiful. So smooth.
Yes, the curl. No, the frizz.
For our ultimate damage protection, Dove Intense Repair.
Dove it. Love it.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio. The best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports Talk Radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Decisions as I go to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, at times I wish you know. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Decisions as I go, to anywhere I flow. Sometimes I believe, that I'm a national. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.
Every human being is unique in their own special way. That is just part of the laws of the universe. Poetry distinguishes that uniqueness and embraces it through words. The true essence of poetry is to capture all the different traits of humanity by putting them into words. Ingrained and hidden deep in poets' words lie the basic foundation for humanity. In order to be an extraordinary person, you have to do extraordinary things. A true artist is able to capture the time they are in and express it to future generations through words in such a way that inspires hope and new ideas. We all learn from one another's struggle and our mistakes. Gilbert Sines, That Place, Part 2, The Introduction. This poem is called Unhealed Fragments from the Past. A young child, he is a social reject. His heart beats faster, not knowing what to expect. His mind has drifted far, like the minds of people in a cult. And everywhere he goes, he hears an assault, feeling inside a negative thought. Judged and ridiculed peers, he cries silent tears that haunts his life for many years. His words fall on deaf ears, and he already lived out his biggest fears. Unhealed fragments from the past with pain that will last and harass his soul. This is something that he cannot control. All the pain and hurt this young soul had to take as he contemplated jumping inside Serenity Lake. In the sixth grade, inside an elementary school bathroom stall, all the words penetrated his emotional wall as he began to fall. Parts of him were dead on that gloomy Monday. He will never be the same after that day. Unhealed fragments from his past that happened. Unhealed fragments from his past. What happened is over, but the pain still lasts. The one day that he broke down and cried is the day that his innocence died. Buried with painful memories deep in his head that will torture him until he is dead. Tormented from unhealed fragments from the past, the price of living in freedom as an outcast. The wound from his past still haunts him till this day. The memories may be in remission, but the hurt will not go away. He is a lost soul struggling while on the path to achieve his destiny, and constantly getting attacked by the hidden enemy. Words hurt with time as far as the eye could see, making an innocent soul feel dark, shallow, and empty. This little boy gets tortured by a voice in his head, saying to end all this pain, you have to be dead. Darkness will spread as his soul is infested, but with the help from a new friend, he becomes resurrected. Unhealed fragments from the past seem to linger around me, constantly popping up in my memory. The pain is real, and it makes me feel everything again. But the memories are blurred and will never end. Young and naive as his innocence, he will grieve that darkness of this world he finds so hard to believe. Till this day, the pain has not gone away. His personal scars are here to stay. Depression torments him at times when he is off guard, as the feelings of that day hit him very hard. His mind blocked out certain memories to protect him from the cancer that lingers like a disease. Unhealed fragments from the past as he writes his words to let go, but he can't escape the time's echo. Unhealed fragments from the past as he struggles to find peace. So he writes a poem to help him release his pain so that he can be normal again. Time is not a friend, and for a reason he can't comprehend, this nightmare will never end. A scar in the memory that will last throughout time once they crossed his emotional line. And heal fragments from his past as he's finally able to let it go, as he gives his life to God, which helped him spiritually grow. That poem is called Unhealed Fragments from the Past, and that poem is about is from the perspective of somebody getting bullied, and I know there's a lot of bullying going around here. And, you know, a lot of people, because, I mean, I was on both ends of the spectrum, you know, when I was going to school, I was both bullied, and which made me hold a grudge, and, you know, which caused me to be, you know, to do it back to other people. But you know what? You don't see the hidden scars that you cause. And, of course, if I cause any scars, I'm, you know, forever regretful for that. And, you know, life goes on. So you know what? You know, we just all got to learn to live as one and, you know, just coexist with each other, because this world is a small place and we don't have any other choice. Congratulations for the class of 2020. I got your graduation poem. You know what? Let me do it right now. This poem right here goes out to all my 2020 graduates out there. Unfortunately, I mean, I was fortunate enough to walk down the aisle, and I know I got my master's degree when I graduated. That was like the finale of it, and it felt great. I felt that I could accomplish anything. After I got my four-year degree, I felt that I could accomplish anything. That's when walking down the aisle really meant something, when I got my bachelor's. And when I got my master's, that was just the icing on the cake. This goes out to all you 2020 graduates out there. Mine is Nova Southeastern University here in Orlando, Florida. That's my graduate school. So I'm going to say this poem for them. But actually, this poem is for everyone. This is for all you 2020 graduates. You graduate from high school. You're graduating from college. You graduate from graduate school. Wherever you're graduating from, this poem is for you. And it's called the Graduation Day Poem. This poem I only say one time a year. After today, I'm going to put it to rest for next year. Kind of like my Christmas poem, where I can only say it around Christmas time. But this is for all the 2020 graduates out there. This is the Graduation Day Poem. Working so hard and struggling throughout the year, but it was all worth it now that graduation day is here. Creating memories as we all come together. The type of memories that will last forever. Looking back as I turn my life around, I will never forget how it feels to wear that cap and gown. As we prepare for the rest of our lives, our childhood dies as we become grown, trying to survive on our own. When we leave, we know that we are not coming back, but we graduated, so we are on the right track. Through all the hard work and duress, we achieve success. And now it's time to progress to the next process. After school, life will never be the same. Some of us fail, and some of us achieve fame. I will always remember that night at the dance when I experienced my very first romance. The friends that I met, I don't have a regret. The times we had together, I will never forget. When we were young, living without a care, never worried about the fact that life is not fair. The lessons that I learned, I take them with me forever. Even at times when I had to rough the stormy weather. Walking down the aisle, it feels like salvation. The feeling I got from my graduation. So much hard work and struggle throughout the years. Learning to overcome my biggest fears as we finally enter the beginning of our careers. I think it's kind of funny that we all share the same goals of making money, and tasting success is as sweet as honey. Will we still remember what they taught us in school as we stand and try not to look like a fool? Graduation is when our life transforms. When we leave the shelter and enter the storm, time flies by so fast as our memories from school soon become the past. Strolling down memory lane, with time comes change as our lives rearrange. But deep down inside, we are all still the same. Every one of us is on a different track. We all live our lives and never look back. I will never forget that sensation of my graduation. It was definitely worth the anticipation. Congratulations for earning your degree. I hope your future is bright and that you're always happy. All the lessons you learned and hard times you went through, soar like an eagle. The world is waiting for you. Congratulations to all you 2020 graduates. And you know what? Before I go to another break, our mid break, I want to do this poem. This poem is called "The Shadow of Darkness." This poem is about spiritual war. Also, one of the tracks on my album. So if you like this poem, this is actually one of my favorite tracks too, because it has really good background music to it. But this is called "The Shadow of Darkness." Go buy my album, "The Heart of a God." It's coming out maybe next month. I tried to do it this week, but we didn't. It wasn't in the right format, so we're still trying again. But I'll definitely have it out by next month, and it will include this track. And this track is called "The Shadow of Darkness." I saw my shadow's reflection sprinting off the morning sun. With my shadow in the evening, they both become one. God's work has just begun. And soon I will eventually be done. It's that darkness that lies beyond the demon's eyes that will eventually lead to all our demise. Through God's love, your soul will rise. But you must first learn to read past the demon's lies. The shadow of darkness lies cold and flat, just looking for a helpless soul to entrap. The reflection of the demon's shadow lies deep, swallowing our physical bodies from head to feet. In this life, there are many dimensions, and every soul has different reflections based on the purity of our intentions. The shadow of darkness just lingering around. It's just out there waiting to drag your soul down below the ground. His footprints are quiet. They don't make a sound. My soul starts bleeding in the still of the night, blistering my spirit like a mosquito bite. God's love I hold tight, and through his son's sacrifice will ignite as I continue to write and fight this spiritual war, pushing my soul to a place that it never been before. The shadow of darkness grows closer every day, so I cling closer to God to keep the devil away. I continue to pray and listen to what God has to say. He sent St. Michael to show me the way. I cling tight to God's word and use it as a sword as I fall to my knees to worship the Lord. The shadow of darkness will swallow your soul if you let demons take complete control. You must stand tall and hold your ground and remember God is all around. If you fall down, then get up and rebound. The eternal volcano still continues to flow, swallowing up your ego. You feel the burn, take your last breath, but every road you choose will only end in death. The shadow of darkness, like a big black hole, cling close to God or it will swallow your soul. The shadow of darkness just lingering on this earth. It's been hovering around before the day of our birth. The war in heaven has already been fought. And through the battle, a strong lesson was taught. The dark angels fell down like rain from the sky as God's angels kicked them out of heaven and continued to fly. Your physical body will die, but your soul will live on. We are never really completely gone. Through God, I reincarnate, and through his son's sacrifice, I await my fate. The shadow of darkness plagues us throughout history, but the Holy Spirit's light shines through eternity, shining God's love all upon me.
Reincarnated love. In my next life, her love will await. It will be with me when I reincarnate. In a former life, She was my wife. Her love is something I refuse to sacrifice. Drowned by hate, I suffocate. With her love, I resuscitate. Her love is so strong, it will never be gone. From body to flesh, it will always live on. Like smoke rising up from a burning fire, the irony of it all, like a poetic satire. The touch of her skin, her hair blowing in the wind. If loving her's a sin, I don't know where to begin. The pain I ever felt starts to decay. When I'm inside her, she takes it all away. Inside her body is where I want to stay. Like an out-of-body experience, she takes me away. A state of mind, her love makes me blind. A love like hers is so hard to find. My entire life, I have felt rejected. Her love purifies my soul, makes me feel resurrected. When we make love, the sounds of her scream, yet her gentle touch, so soft and serene. Reincarnated love that refuses to die. Don't waste a moment trying to figure out why. Like the sun shining so bright above the earth, it's like our love was there even before our birth. Reincarnated love that will never fade away, even at times when I begin to stray. She's in my life and I want her to stay. Our love will reincarnate, it will never go away.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
So your new prescription does have a few side effects.
Oh, like what?
You're gonna have dizziness, nausea, and sweaty eyelids. And in severe cases, chronic flatulence.
No.
So gassy, girl.
So gassy.
If you're boys to men, you make anything sound good. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico. It's what you do.
Next.
Next.
Talent of a poet is the ability to recapture time, which includes all the feelings and emotions, and express it through carefully crafted and selected words that provide a platform for future generations to relive. Poetry manipulates the essence of time through words. Poets are like artists that sculpture and craft words designed to reincarnate time. Poets use words as a platform to capture time and use those words to deliver messages to future generations. Poets die, leaving behind their words that inspire others to come up with new ideas based on the ideologies left behind by prior generations. Gilbert Sines, Spiritually Reincarnated 2, the first paragraph of that place. This poem is called Lucid Dream, and this is going to be my next album. Once I get this album out, I'm going to be working on Lucid Dream next. So this is going to be my next album, and it's called Lucid Dream. My mind drifts away long beyond REM. It's on the brink of exploring a new dimension. The power of the spiritual world lies deep, and you can explore it whenever you sleep. Sometimes it feels like you're awake. The prefrontal cortex functions of the brain it will take. Lucid dream can be the most amazing thing, and you can control whatever is happening. Your body and soul function as two separate entities, but the presence of God's love puts your soul at ease. Everything in your mind is so calm and serene as you control the scenery of your lucid dream. Your mind drifts astray as your soul floats away. And sometimes the hunter becomes the prey. Things are not exactly what they seem. While experiencing an intense lucid dream, the water and sky might be can do whatever your soul wants to. I close my eyes and imagine a place where I can sit next to God and look at him in the face. This lucid dream has taken over my imagination. I come to the realization while my soul transforms into a spiritual adaptation. Your brain will begin to overstimulate. Your body is asleep, but your mind is awake. Fear will overtake, but the only thing that you can do is wait as your soul transforms back from a spiritual state. The power of a lucid dream is very strong because it can last very long and take your mind places way beyond. As I lay my head down to sleep, my mind falls deep into a trance-like state as my spiritual senses begin to awake. In my dreams, I am always in control, and I let God flow directly into my heart and into my soul. In my dreams, all my problems disappear, and with my spiritual eye, I am able to see clear. Most of our dreams evolve from our sight as our minds digest our day when we sleep at night. During a lucid dream, in your mind you roam deep, and your soul leaves your body as you fall asleep, just letting your imagination run wild as you deeply explore your inner child. I am lost down deep in a lucid dream, but it's okay because I can control everything. Subconsciously, I fall deep, controlling my sleep as I go escape to my temporary retreat. This lucid dream is my great escape, where I can feel God's love and emancipate. God's love helps me walk straight, and he's the only one that controls my fate. In my lucid dream is where I give God control, as his wisdom flows freely and guides my soul. I want to do this poem. Is my favorite love poem. I haven't memorized, so I don't need to read it. And this poem goes out to anybody. You know, maybe you had a rough in the love game. You had your heart broken. You had your heart broken many times. You've been treated like garbage. And you know what? Don't give up. Keep searching. That right person is out there for you. And this poem is also for you. This poem is for you single ladies out there. This is called The Love Game. Sometimes this love game makes me wonder, will I ever find a girl who loves me as much as I love her? When it rains, there will be thunder, as love pulls us under its spell, like living in a mental fairy tale. Only time will tell, as demons dwell, living in an illusionary hell. We both get down on our knees and pray, just letting God's fate take our souls away. Like water flowing down the petal of a rose, connected together are two beautiful lost souls. The love game can be beautiful like a clear autumn day, but it will only be that way if you learn how to play. The love game is known to swallow your heart whole if you let your emotions take complete control. The passion in her eyes as she stares at me, her love feigns relentlessly. The power of her touch makes me fall to one knee, and eventually I will ask her to marry me. I waited so long for her to arrive. She brightens my path to God, makes my soul come alive. In this game of love, you must take a chance by putting down your guards in order to find romance. Once our souls met, I knew she was the one. Our souls united, seeking God's kingdom. The love game is something that we all must play, but things don't always end up your way. The game of love can crash like waves in the ocean if it is controlled by pure emotion. Her soul gives out such a powerful glow, like the sun shining down and burning through the snow. The game of love can be dangerous at times if you cross those emotional lines. Through all the past heartaches that I had to go through, it was all worth it now that I found you. love is not just a simple game to play. Let God guide your relationships, everything in the love game. You have to wait and see. Well, finding a mate is your ultimate destiny. Love is something you can't force to happen. It is purely based on mutual attraction. Before I met my soulmate, I've had a long, painful past. But once I found her, my life turned around really fast. Trying to test fate and find my soulmate. Trying to find her love before I spiritually reincarnate. I would do anything for her love, whatever it takes. And I've learned a lot through my past mistakes. The love game is something that we all must play. And if you're lucky, you'll eventually find love one day.
Poetry is not dead as long as poems continue to be read from the creativity parts of a poet's head. Poetry says things that need to be said. Poetry can be part of a biblical scripture. Poetry's words as canvas to paint a clear picture. Poetry is an art form of literature. In poetry, we talk about our emotions and feelings, yet others talk about their struggles and how to break through glass ceilings. For a poet, words are like gold, and through them, our stories are told. The art of poetry will never die. Through new generations, poems will only multiply, withstanding fate as time passes by. Poetry is not dead as long as thoughts keep flowing through our head, and through poetry, our messages are spread. Poetry inspires every book and quote as it comes out of a poet's throat, bringing us new ideas that we can invoke. Poets write about their struggles and dreams, and throughout history, poets are the most amazing human beings. Poetry is in every corner and occupies every space. Poetry is that place where poets express the hard times they face. Poetry is alive as far as the eye can see. It's the basic foundation for describing humanity. Poetry's popularity may go up and down, but as long as there is sound, poetry will always be around. God can express his words through a poet's writing, and through poetry, it's God's words we are reciting. The echoes of poetry can be heard through eternity, like the Holy Trinity, creating words that last through infinity. Poetry leaves an imprint in time, with words that define exactly what is going on in our mind. It's a form of communication describing mankind. With poetry, we are able to express all of our stress and explain how we survive this world's mess. Still able to pass time's test as we confess and address the mistakes we make along the way. Poetry isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. Poetry is not dead, and I'm living proof. Through my words, I let loose an ambitious social recluse. Poetry is a form of mind stimulation. We use word segregation to send a message to the next generation. Poetry is not dead, so don't even start to grieve. Poetry is still alive as long as poets still breathe. The death of poetry is nowhere in sight. It still has a pulse as long as we read it every night. Poetry will live forever because it's here to stay. Poetry is not dead. It will never go away.
Poetry is not dead. Part of my album, The Heart of a God, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear that track. That track is hot. That's a good track on there too. I got a total of 9 tracks on my album coming out, hopefully by next month. I had 3 tracks I had out, but I had to kind of rescind them, so they're not out right now. I want to get the whole album out. So be on the lookout for that, The Heart of a God. And check me out on Facebook. I got 24,400 views on my video, Lake of Knowledge and Wisdom. I'm on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in Gilbert Signs, my last name, S-A S-A-E-N-Z as in zebra. Again, S-A-E-N-Z, Gilbert Signs Poetry, and YouTube. And like, go ahead, like my channel. Check out my video. And you know what? I'm going to take us out here for with love poems. I'm going to end this. I'm going to end the broadcast with a love poem, but I'm going to do another one. This love poem has been sitting in the archives, and I haven't said it in a while. It's part of my new book, and it's called Deep Love. So like I said, I haven't said this one in a while. I might fit in two more love poems if I could, but if not, I'll just take us out to one more depending on our time. So let me see what the time is like. But this poem is called Deep Love. What started out as an innocent thing quickly turned into a sexual fling. As it progressed, love eventually happened. Our love is that spark lighting up an eternal fire. The passion of her kiss is the center of my desire. The light from her soul brightens up the sky. Our love gets stronger as time passes by. It always seems like the hardest thing to do is to find someone that really loves you and will be there tomorrow no matter what you both go through. Deep love and our souls unite as we make love in the middle of the night. Our love is that bond that will always remain strong and it'll always. And no matter what happens, it will always live on, long after we're both gone. Like a flower that blossoms in the middle of the park, her love is the spark that lights up the dark. Her love is that medicine that was injected in my heart, and neither space nor time can break us apart. Deep love is something that we both cherish, and it will still be alive even after we both perish. Our heart beats as one, but separated they are two. Our love will persevere no matter what we go through. Like the ocean current swirling around the sea, our love flows together so naturally. The sound of the waves crashing into the shore, her love lifts me higher than I have ever been before. Deep love, gone beyond our expectations. With love so deep, it survived all temptations. When I fell down, she helped me stand, and her love made me a better man. Her love is so strong, innocent, and pure. It lifted me up whenever I was insecure. The beauty of her body as she starts to undress, her soft, silky skin as I lay my head upon her chest. Deep love as we spiritually connect. Her love will still be around when nothing else is left. Like an angel flying in heaven up above, together we're both connected by our deep love. And that poem is called Deep Love. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are coming here live from Orlando, Florida every week. And you know what? I'm going to take us out with a love poem. That is my tradition when I ever perform here in Orlando. I always like to do a last poem for the ladies out there. And, you know, that continues with my broadcast, too. So this poem is for all you ladies out there. This one has a couple, two lines in Spanish. But this poem asks you the question, can you love me forever? This poem is for all you ladies out there. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys next week. And, can you love me forever? And my life is gone. Will a spark from your love still shine on? We've been through a lot, I have to say. But I continue to love you every single day. My love for you will never cease to exist. And being with you is my last final wish. Can you love me the same way I love you? Will our love still be strong no matter what we both go through? Can you love me forever, even if I'm not capable of loving you back? When my heart drifts away, can you keep it on track? The spark from our love will always shine on. Tu amor es la medicina por mi corazón. Love can be complicated if we let our emotions take control. Love just doesn't come from the heart. It comes straight from the soul. Love is a bond that can never be shattered. and being in your arms is the only thing that ever mattered. Love can hit your heart like a lightning rod. And the love I share with you is the same love I share for God. If I had one wish, this is what it would be, to be engulfed in your love for eternity, no matter what happens or what we both go through. Unconditionally, I promise to always love you, the foundation of our love stronger down the line as we both dodge the bullets of time. I can remember our very first date. When I first saw you, I knew it had to be fate. Can you love me forever, or am I asking too much? My heart feels so warm with your soft hidden touch. Your love is like a pot of gold washing up on the shore. I can love you in a way no man has ever loved you before. Love is a bond that goes beyond fate, and it still transcends as we both reincarnate. Can you love me forever, or am I just wasting my time? They say true love makes you blind. Love is based on mutual attraction, and no matter what, you can't ever force it to happen. If you love someone, then they must love you back, or the rules of love get thrown way off track. Your love lifted my dear heart from off the floor. I want you to know you necesito tu amor, from the highest mountain peaks to the most desolate part of the sea. In your arms is heaven, and that is where I want to be. I get on my knees and pray that God will put a girl like you in my life one day. Listen to me, because every word is true. Can you love me forever the same way I love you? Again, thank you for tuning in. Go check out our Facebook page, Spiritually Reincarnated. Actually, it's Gilbert Sein's poetry. You can check out Spiritually Reincarnated. I will see you guys next week. Again, thank you for tuning in. God,
come in to the end of the show now. I will be at Austin's Coffee Shop in Winter Garden, Florida on Wednesday night for Spoken Word. Remember, you may not be able to change the world, but change needs to start with you. I will see you guys next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. My name is Gilbert Sines. This is Spiritually Reincarnated.
To anywhere I fall, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing more. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know. Visions as I go, to anywhere I fall, sometimes I believe, at times I'm wishing more. I can fly high, I can go low. Today I got a million, tomorrow I don't know.